Well, welcome to another of our audio diaries. This is Peter Foster, and I'm speaking to you from the station platform at Swanage Railway Station. And I'm making this recording on the first day of the three-day spring gala of the Swanage Railway with its Victorian theme. And the Swanage Railway Victorian locomotive, which has been a lot in the news in recent months, the beautiful 563 in its glorious green livery, has been joined by another splendid Victorian locomotive, a visiting locomotive from the Bluebell Railway, number 65 of the 01 class of the South Eastern and Chatham Railway, and it is also in a beautiful green livery of the South Eastern and Chatham Railway. This particular visiting locomotive, designed by James Stirling, appeared in around about 1896 and then was modified by Harry Wainwright. These are the chief mechanical engineers of the railways at that time, modified by Harry Wainwright in around about 1904, and is one of the star attractions on the Bluebell Railway. So, what we hope to do on this recording is to bring you the sound of this beautiful locomotive as it leaves Swanage Station on the 13:30 departure, the next departure of the timetable for today, as part of this special steam gala. Lots of people on the platform waiting to join the train, and the locomotive is now just coming back onto the train from the locomotive yard at Swanage. And really quite close to it, it's just stopping at the top of the platform, and before it sets off, it's going to have what looks like probably a drink of water from the big water column that is right at the end of the platform here. And the big water pipe is just being put in to the tender at this moment. And they've got a nice shot of it while it's having its drink. The locomotive, as I say, in this lovely darker green livery than the regular Swanage Railway 563 Victorian locomotive. On the locomotive's tender, it has the gold letters SECR, or SE and CR, which means South Eastern and Chatham Railway. And the locomotive has a beautiful shining brass dome midway between the cab and the chimney, and it's just gently blowing away safety valves, and the engine having a good drink of water before it sets off on its journey. This is the sound of the 01 locomotive, number 65, just coming gently back onto its train of carriages here at Swanage Station. And a fine sight it makes too, as it now attaches to its train, the train made up of carriages of more modern era of the late 50s, early 60s. all in the green Southern Region livery, and the engine attracting a great deal of attention from the public and from photographers. And we're right alongside the engine at this moment here at Swanage. Safety valves just gently blowing off, and people getting on board for their train ride behind this historic locomotive. So everybody getting on board who's going on this journey behind number 65. And people that I know on the train from the Swanage Railway. Corfe Castle to Norden via Harman's Cross is the indicator. And people just getting aboard now, ready for departure. The locomotive in its heyday would have been particularly active on freight train working in the pre-nationalisation days. Remember, it dates from the late 1890s, has come right through the end of the Victorian reign, and has been right through a greater part of the 20th century into British Railways ownership, and has seen a huge long railway career. So we're just waiting now for the departure of 65 with its train, and the station here at Swanage very busy with this gala. It's a gala with a full programme of trains running throughout the weekend, and every bit of the layout here at Swanage in use, the two platforms and the loop line parallel to the platform number two. Now, as I speak, the resident Victorian locomotive number 563 is just puffing away from its line of coaches at platform one. And as I say, all very, very busy here at Swanage, all tracks in use, and a lot of manoeuvring and movements of trains and shunting. The locomotive really does look good. Lots of people taking pictures. So quite a historic time for Swanage. A lot of people on board the train. this particular locomotive would have been, and its classmates would have been seen in the Kent area of the, what be really the southeastern section of the Southern Railway, and would have been a really regular sight. Well, now I think we're going to be in for a treat, because the resident Swanage Railway Victorian locomotive is now coming back on to the Platform 2 line, and it's a good chance that I'll be able to describe the two of them together. Quite a historic moment here for Swanage. Earlier on today, when we're recording this, we were watching the live webcams here at Swanage, and these two lovely locomotives did what we call a double header, and the two of them pulled out with the train at 10 o'clock. Well, now the 563 locomotive, the Victorian locomotive of the Swanage Railway, is also now having a drink of water from the big water column here at Swanage. The fireman up on the tender supervising the input of the water pipe. 563 of one of the other constituent companies of the Southern, the London South Western Railway. And what is really interesting about it is that this is the first time that it's been steamed for 75 years. It was brought into use after being withdrawn in World War II, and it was nearly scrapped in 1948, but was saved and had been at the National Railway Museum up at York for decades, and then it has now come to the Swanage Railway as one of the resident locomotives of the Swanage Railway collection. Lots of people on the platform milling about, and the Swanage station area looking absolutely splendid today. Early spring, lots and lots, a whole riot of daffodils on the grassy green grassy bank opposite the platform here. Trains are running up through Hurston, Harman's Cross, Corfe Castle to Norden, and attracting a lot of attention en route at the different stations. This morning there was the opportunity to see these two Victorian locomotives running into Corfe Castle station, pulling, double-heading their train from Norden to Swanage, and passing a locomotive of the modern steam era, namely 34028, Eddystone of the West Country class, another of the Swanage Railway resident locomotives, a big express locomotive, Eddystone. So a fascinating contrast in locomotive styles and design. So now looking to my left, the 563 locomotive, Victorian locomotive, little pop whistle acknowledging that it is now coming back from the water column and coming back to attach to the front of the visiting locomotive number 65. So let's listen to 563 coming back, this beautiful London South Western Railway Victorian locomotive at the heart of this Victorian weekend. Nine Elms Works, 1893 is its shed plate. And now we have the prospect of the two Victorian locomotives together. And they're going to double-head this train out of Swanage. And what a treat for everybody to see these two Victorian machines going to work together. Huge opportunity for videoing and photographing. Just savour the atmosphere of the steam, sounds of steam. The guard for the train just making, checking all engines are all coupled up correctly. And departure time is near now. The signal is off. And the spectacle of these two Victorian locomotives leaving about to be enjoyed. Let's listen. Steam up for both locomotives. And it's right away for 65, piloted by 563. And off they go. That's 563. And that's 65. Five, 563 built at Nine Elms Works, 65 built at Ashford Works on the South Eastern and Chatham. Lots and lots of people on board this train as it gets away now from Swanage on its journey up the line through Hurston, Harman's Cross, Corfe Castle and on to Norden. And at the rear of this platform, I'm speaking to you from platform two, we have the modern locomotive, which I mentioned just now, 34028, which had originally brought the train in, and that has just left Swanage Station. This magnificent locomotive, 34028 Eddiston, which is down at the buffer stops right at the end of the line. And as soon as it's clear, this magnificent locomotive will be making its way away from Swanage Station for its next duty here on this first day of the Swanage Railway Spring Gala with its Victorian theme. So, from me, Peter Foster, I'll sign off now from Swanage Railway Station and return you to the studio.